The first thing I hear when I suggest to a person that they carve out an hour a day to read the Bible, to understand the Bible, and learn how to apply the Bible and how the Bible should be applied to every area of our life, including our society and the institutions of our civilization, I'm usually told, I don't have time. I think that if we were willing to cut out one hour of the mainstream media, we would have time to devote an hour to the Bible and a study of it. When I say the mainstream media, I'm not just talking about the news, although that's a big one. I'm talking about anything that conveys words or images or entertains or informs or, well, basically conveys information, sometimes in pictures, but basically something that conveys information. The reason I use a broad definition of mainstream media is because I think they're all interrelated. The news is more infotainment than strictly news, especially compared to the way news was maybe 50 years ago. News is reporting on the most popular YouTube videos, the growth of Facebook. So I would include Facebook and YouTube videos as part of the mainstream media. The news, even today, is a lot of commentary, it's a lot of opinion, and it's a lot of entertainment. So entertainment, I consider part of the mainstream media. There are so many TV shows that are designed basically to entertain and amuse. And interestingly, the word amusement comes from two Greek words. The a word means not, or the absence of, and muse means thinking or thought. So they're thoughtlessness. What I'm trying to convey by the phrase mainstream media is a substitute or something that competes for your attention that you should give to the Bible and to studying the Bible. And so I'm talking about sitcoms, I'm talking about police dramas on TV, soap operas, dancing shows, and yeah, the evening news, TV news, newspapers, magazines, internet sites like Drudge Report. Talk radio is mainstream media. Even if it's Rush Limbaugh or somebody who allegedly is fighting against the mainstream media, they still are the mainstream media because they are not giving you a biblical worldview. They're not forcing your attention. They're not pointing your eyes in the direction of God and His Word and His law, His commands, His pattern for you, His calling for you. And there's also music. Your average CD or an audio that you would buy on iTunes. These can be distractions. Now, I am not saying that these things are wrong. I listen to Rush Limbaugh. I listen to O'Reilly Factor. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm saying they're competitors. They're competing for your time. And we all, I think, if we listen to even 1 minute of some of these mainstream media sources, we tend to listen to a whole hour's worth. We tend to get involved for a block of time, and probably more than an hour, probably 2 hours. And some people, it's multiple hours of mainstream media a day. There are opportunities for you to get rid of mainstream media and substitute them with a biblical education that's helping you create a biblical worldview. And again, I think I've already mentioned elsewhere on this website that a lot of the mainstream media is so transitory, it's so temporary, it's so today-oriented. And on the one hand, that makes you feel like it's important because it's happening now, and you need to know what's going on right now. You need to be informed. You need to be on top of things. You need to be apprised of current events. It's current. It's happening now. You need to know. It's live. Film at 11. These kinds of things. All designed to get your attention and to take your attention away from a competitor like the Bible. On the other hand, because they're so now and so present-oriented, they're really of no lasting value. If someone required you to read a newspaper from 365 days ago, 1 year ago today, you would look at the newspaper and you'd say, this is a waste of time. It's a waste of my time to read this newspaper. And yet, at the time that newspaper was released, you thought you had to read it. It's important for you to read the newspaper so you stay informed, so you stay on top of things, so that you're knowledgeable and you're participating in our society, in our government, you're being a good citizen, all this stuff. And yet, if you look at it a year later, you realize it's all so transitory, it's so fleeting, and it just isn't worth your time. Really, what's worth your time and what plants seeds in your brain that have lasting fruit is the Bible. And these lasting works, some of them centuries old, but also works which are helping to plant the course of the future, to plot the course of the future, and to help you exercise an impact on society in a way that changes the future. And it does so in a way that's far more powerful than knowing who won the last election, who won the last football game, who won the last this or that. A lot of infotainment is not going to help you change civilization. And I think you could justify taking 1 year out of your life and paring down significantly your mainstream media and substituting your Bible coach and this program. And that's the message here on this particular file. I hope you'll consider it seriously, that you can carve out an hour a day and substitute in a biblical worldview education.